that there are 30 million sheep in New Zealand and just a couple of ewes in this studio. And every year there's an international competition to find out who can shear a sheep the fastest. It's known as the Golden Shears, and it's the most revered single shearing title in the world. It's held in a small farming town of Masterton in New Zealand's North Island. Competition is a huge tourist attraction, and it's so popular it's streamed live around the world. Sue Ahern caught up with the president of the Golden Shears, Philip Morrison.
Welcome to Travel Writers Radio. It's pretty unusual for Travel Writers Radio to be in New Zealand for the Golden Shears. So perhaps can you explain what exactly the competition's about?
Well, Golden Shears is really a showcase for the industry as a whole. The Golden Shears incorporates, it's not just shearing, it's wool handling, and we also have wool pressing. Quite unique in New Zealand to have a wool pressing competition. There is another small one that really doesn't really involve a lot of people, but here it's a real spectacle as well to see wool presses using a press, a manual press, which involves a lot of extra work. So we're showcasing the skills of competitors who come and compete, that are from novices right through to open shearers, and the same with wool handling, novices through to open wool handlers. But just to have those novices come on board and shear away just on one sheep or preparing one fleece, it's a great start to the industry with competitions. But it's there to improve their skills as well.
Do you have people that come from all over the country and perhaps internationally to take part?
Yes, we do. Of course, every year we have an Australian test teams who come for shearing test and also a separate wool handling test. Now, there are one or two other Australians who come just to compete, and look, we do have quite a lot of British people who come over to New Zealand, one, just to learn to shear our style properly, and two, to perhaps take part at Golden Shears or one or two other competitions while they're here.
So what is the New Zealand style of shearing? What's different, makes it different from other countries?
Not so much so different these days, but the New Zealand style of shearing was established by Godfrey Bowen back in the 50s. And that style has been sort of updated, if you like, a little bit over the years, mainly by professional shearers. But it's a style that if you follow and are taught and you shear to a pattern, it makes the job so much easier.
So it's actually how the shears go over the sheep?
It is the blows that you put in on, whether it's the belly, the first hind leg, the neck, the long blow or the last side. It's just getting your blows in the right place on every sheep. And if you do it properly, it is so much easier. You can almost think of a lot of things and let your handpiece do the talking.
So the most prestigious title is the singles to open title. Can you explain, you know, what are the judges looking for when you're shearing a sheep? Is it just speed or is it something more than that?
All right, well, with all our competitions, we use a penalty system so that when mistakes are made or if time has elapsed, there are certain grades of penalties that we use. And with shearing in particular, it's more about second cutting the wool on as they shear it on the board. There are one or two style issues with throwing the belly or the way the neck is opened up. And outside in the pens, the sheep are judged for their not so much their looks, it's the finished job, whether there's any wool left on the sheep or whether there's any scratches on the sheep. Now, you must realise that, of course, a ridge left outside, if it had been taken off inside, would have also been judged. So it's better for shearers to leave them on, save that time, and just lose their few extra points outside in the pens.
Well, what about if they cut the sheep?
Certainly, as you know, we all cut ourselves when we're playing, and yes, shearers do cut one or two sheep now and again. Nothing too serious. I've never seen a sheep die from being cut, but we treat it, if necessary, we do stitch it up just like we stitch a cut in a human person. And with a bit of antibiotic and things, they're absolutely fine. They're pretty tough animals. But for all the smaller scratches, it's if anything, affecting the hide, if anything, once the sheep is sent to slaughter at a certain age.
What sort of tourism do you get for an event like this? Do people come from everywhere to watch?
Yes, they do. We have followers of Golden Shears here every year that won't miss the event. Competitors come from either, say, Southland, Christchurch, Northland, anywhere in the North Island. Quite often, parents come along to watch. fellow friends. It's great for us or any competition where Shearer brings their girlfriend or wives and as support, and quite often they both compete. But, you know, we do have a lot of competitors who enter not just shearing but the wool handling, and even some of them enter the wool pressing as such. But, no, it does create interest from the wider audience of shearing followers right through the country.
And how do the women do?
How do the women do? Well, listen, there's some very good ladies, woman shearers out there. And I've seen one this afternoon that was, I think, third in an intermediate event. They come and go, these women, but some of them really stick to it. There's quite a famous name in the Open, Emily Welsh. She has a woman's record to her name. A very good shearer, but of course family has curtailed part of her career. But the woman can do it just as good as the men, and perhaps the physical side of it does become a bit tougher for them.
Are they as fast?
Is they as fast? Some of them can be, yes. But listen, with their quality, it can also make up for the time that they take extra to shear a sheep.
What does it mean to a place, a small farming community like Masterton, to have an event like this here?
Unfortunately, I think we've always got a little battle in town that we're just a wool shear that's shearing sheep. And it's far from that. When people walk into the stadium, they see the stage set up, they see the colour, they see the flags. There's a real atmosphere in this old stadium. It's where we've been for 57 years now, and it's just wonderful. We don't want any bigger stadium, but we're not a wool shed. We are an entertainment, even without having bands on it Friday and Saturday night or any other small novelty events. But it's great that there's always certain followers in town, but others are there to hear from.
And what about the Trans-Tasman event? Can you tell us about that?
All right, Trans-Tasman, as you know, with typical New Zealand-Australian relations, it's serious, but it's a lot of fun. We both like to beat each other. We probably have an edge in the wool handling. Our wool handlers are working at it 12 months of the year. I'm not to say the Australians don't, but our guys really adapt, I guess, to competition work and the way it's all done. It's slightly different from shed work. With the shearing, it's the test matches over the many years that it has been held, and it's 2 a year. Sort of evenly tied at this stage as to number of wins, and sometimes Australia win here, sometimes New Zealand win in Australia. But there's some three very wiry Australian team members who, of course, are good merino shearers, but they've come over here and learnt to shear our crossbred sheep pretty well, so they're very, very competitive.
And any tips on who might win that that part of the competition?
The Australian test. Yeah. Well, of course, our team won the wool handling last night. Their throws, of course, onto the table were very good compared to the Australian girls. But tonight in the test match, I wouldn't like to call it, but sometimes you always think with that merino experience, the Australians have always got a little lead on us going into it.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Sue.
Well, as you heard there, that was recorded live during the Golden Shears competition recently, and sorry about the background noise, but that was the shearers competing for the major title, so there was no mucking around. New Zealand's Roland Smith won the event, the fourth time he's taken the coveted title.